It's November the 10th, 1938, CBS across America.
God bless America, land that I love.
I guess you might call it the other American national anthem. It's what folks are thinking when they sing the Star-Spangled Banner. Three little words with huge implications. God bless America. And the man who wrote them had every reason to believe them. His was a rags-to-riches saga that would have had even hard-nosed skeptics buying into the American dream. Israel Balin was born in 1888 and was only four when his family escaped Siberia for a new life in the New World. He was fatherless at seven and helped support his mother and siblings by selling newspapers and singing on street corners of the Lower East Side. By the time he graduated to cafes and restaurants, he'd taught himself to strum along on the piano and begun dreaming up words and music of his own. His first published song, Words Only, was Marie from sunny Italy. It made him 37 cents. A misprint on the sheet music had his name down as I Berlin instead of Balin. He decided Irving was more American than Israel. He lived to be 101, and towards the end of his life, when a reporter asked him which kind of song he liked best, he replied simply, hits. This was his first.
Come on along, to Alexander's ragtime band. Come on along, why that's the best band in the land. He can play a bugle call like you never yet before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That am the best band in the land. Oh, honey, come on along,
come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in a ragtime, come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's ragtime band.
The incomparable Ella back in the 1950s with Irving Berlin's first mega hit, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Berlin cashed in big time on the ragtime craze with a number of rags, among them the International Rag and That Mysterious Rag. He'd learned the first rule of successful songwriting. Trendsetters don't necessarily set the trend, they capitalize on it. Berlin wrote songs he could sell in every sense. He was no great singer. Bing Crosby once said that you had to hug him to hear him. But he was an energetic vaudeville performer, and many of his songs, particularly those in the early stages of his career, were introduced in review. In 1915, a show called Stop, Look, Listen chronicled an impresario's around-the-world search for a leading lady. Who'd have thought then that this number would one day find a leading lady of its very own? Why, it's practically her signature tune.
I love a piano, I love to hear somebody play upon the piano, a grand piano, it simply carries me.
A lady after Irving Berlin's heart, the legendary Barbara Cook with the late Wally Harper at the piano in question. Fast forward now to the 1930s and the show which brought New York an unseasonal heat wave. No weatherman will have seen this coming.
A heat wave blew right into town last week. She came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she dances will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting us seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. She had anatomy, made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
Ethel Waters popping the barometer in Irving Berlin and Moss Hart's 1933 hit, As Thousands Cheer. A review about news, the news that makes the headlines that make the news. Another of its songs went on to epitomise Berlin's golden years in Hollywood. He originally wrote it in 1918, when it was called Smile and Show Your Dimple. It ended up in a drawer labelled Flops. Amazing what a new lyric can do.
Never saw you look quite so pretty before. Never saw you dressed quite so lovely, what's more. I could hardly wait to keep our date this lovely Easter morning, and my heart beat fast as I came through the door. For in your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fella in the Easter parade.
On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, the photographers will snap.
A sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Berlin's Fabergé Easter egg, the one that MGM bought. More on that shortly. Perhaps the most astonishing thing about the Berlin songbook, and goodness knows it's a whopper, is its bewildering variety. The whole spectrum of American song is here. No wonder Jerome Kern said of him, he has no place in American music. He is American music. Berlin could write in any style, and did, but his identity was in the memorability. He just didn't do forgettable. Many of his greatest standards were written with no particular project in mind. He called them occasional songs. Occasional? More like often. This one was a last-minute addition to a Ziegfeld show called Betsy. Its star was a husky-voiced persuader named of Belle Baker. None of the Rodgers and Hart songs in the show suited her, so Ziegfeld called Irving. Irving worked through the night. Would this do?
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebird singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. I never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love. Oh, how they fly. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
The late lamented Nancy Lamott, whose gentle jazzing of blue skies might even have persuaded Berlin. He was very touchy about the treatment of his songs. It was a case of bend it like Berlin or not at all. And blue skies had a special significance for him. Inscribed on an early copy of the sheet music are the words, "For Mary Ellen, her song, Christmas 1926. His daughter, Mary Ellen Barrett, had been born just 1 month earlier. She's still alive and well and living in New York. She was his gal, and so was this buckskin belter.
I'm quick on the trigger, with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one. But my score with a feller is lower than a sailor. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. When I'm with a pistol, I sparkle like a crystal. Yes, I shine like the morning sun. But I lose all my luster when with a bronco buster. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun. With a gun, with a gun. No, you can't get a man with a gun. If I went to battle with someone's herd of cattle, you'd have steak when the job was done. But if I shot the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't shoot a male in the tail like a quail. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
It's a cliche, I know, but Ethel Merman was Annie Oakley. She spelled that out loud and clear in every one of her nine, yes, nine numbers in the show. The amazing thing about Annie Get Your Gun was that Berlin wasn't at all sure he could write it. He may have been halfway to legendary as a songwriter, but he had little or no experience crafting what you might call character-specific songs for a full-blown book musical. And Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma had set the bar pretty high. Still, Berlin took a run at it, and song after great song arrived bang on cue. And Annie? Well, she may have been a bullet or two short of a fully loaded six-shooter in the Larenin department, but even she'd worked out that no man falls for a gal who can outshoot him, especially not Frank Butler. So, a few strategic misses and a little French perfume later, he's toast.
My defenses are down. She's broken my resistance, and I don't know where I am. I went into the fight like a lion, but I came out like a lamb. My defenses are down. She's got me where she wants me, and I can't escape nohow. I could speak to my heart when it weakened, but my heart won't listen now. Like a toothless, clawless tiger, like an organ grinder's bear, like a knight without his armor, like Samson without his hair. My defenses are down. I might as well surrender, for the battle can't be won. But I must confess
that I like it, so there's nothing to be done. Yes, I must confess that I like it. Being miserable is gonna be fun.
Well, it's my favourite number in the show. The way Berlin liberates the melody at the close tells you that Frank's defences are down. Who needs words? But then he hits you with the line, being miserable is gonna be fun. Classic Berlin, plain speaking and witty. I don't think even Rodgers and Hammerstein, who produced Annie Get Your Gun, could have predicted what a huge hit it would turn out to be. But I'll bet once they saw the size of the box office takings, they were singing this one all the way to the bank.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing, everything that traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow.
There's no people like show people, they smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung the star.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, as I said, he just doesn't do forgettable. There's no business like show business, but no town like Tinseltown either.
I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails.
An accustomed garb for Ella, perhaps, but she slips into it with the laid-back air of one well used to such swanky affairs. And what a smart way the composer has with his syncopation in the middle eight. You've only got to hear the words, I'm stepping out, my dear, and Fred Astaire is tripping the light fantastic. Astaire, of course, immortalised the song almost as quickly as Irving Berlin conquered Hollywood. Berlin was one of the very few who knew how to play the system there. He called the tune where his tunes were concerned. He earned more respect and more money than anybody else. So much so that one of his colleagues, Harry Warren, no slouch himself in the songwriting department, was said to have quipped, "They bombed the wrong Berlin." Anyway, remember that charming little number, Easter Parade? Well, in 1948, MGM made a big deal of it. It was billed as a vehicle for Judy Garland and Gene Kelly, but when Kelly broke his ankle playing ball with a bunch of kids, Fred Astaire was reluctantly, well, actually not so reluctantly, lured out of retirement. He was 48, Garland was 25, but when the sartorially challenged odd couple walked up the avenue, they entered the record books with one of the most played movie clips of all time.
We're a couple of swells, we stop at the best hotels, but we prefer the country far away from the city smells. We're a couple of sports, the pride of the tennis courts. In June, July, and August, we look cute when we're dressed in shorts.
The Vanderbilts have asked us up for tea.
We don't know how to get there, no siree,
no siree.
We would drive up the avenue, but we haven't got the price. We would skate up the avenue, but there isn't any ice. We would ride on a bicycle, but we haven't got a bike. So we'll walk up the avenue, yes, we'll walk up the avenue. And to walk up the avenue's what we like.
A couple of swells from the swellest of MGM screen musicals, Easter Parade. Berlin was said to have made $600,000 from it. When he moaned to lyricist Adolph Green about the taxes he'd have to pay, Green wryly retaliated with a nod at Berlin's longevity. Well, you could always spread the payments, Irving, $1 a year for 600,000 years. Well, 3 years after Annie Get Your Gun, Berlin was back on Broadway.
In your country, when you have no money, what do you do?
In America? Oh, that's simple. Some people go for a buggy ride when they start carrying a lot. Others may bicycle side by side out to some romantic spot. But if you haven't a sou, there's only one thing to do. Let's take an old-fashioned walk. I'm just bursting with talk. What a tale could be told if we went for an old-fashioned walk. Let's take a stroll through the park, down a lane where it's dark, and a heart that's controlled may relax on an old-fashioned walk. I know for a couple who seem to be miles apart, there's nothing like walking and having a heart to heart. I know
Berlin dispensing charm like it too was going out of fashion. Let's take an old-fashioned walk from Miss Liberty, which opened on Broadway in July 1949 and ran for almost a year. Miss Liberty is the story of a French girl, Monique, who unwittingly gets caught up in a circulation war between rival New York newspaper publishers, who mistakenly believe she's the model for the Statue of Liberty. Any excuse for a Parisian nightcap?
When the sun goes down, Paris wakes up, fills up her cup, and smiles. When the lights are low, Paris is high, lights up the sky for miles. When they stop, clean shop on the Rue de la Paix, count their stock, and they lock up their styles. When the busy town goes home to sup, Paris wakes up and smiles.
Another gorgeous number from Irving Berlin's Miss Liberty, whose score, full of goodies, somehow got lost in the catalogue of hits. Berlin was now in his fifth decade as a songwriter, and far from slowing down and resting on his laurels, he celebrated with a new show, another armour-plated four-wheel drive vehicle for Ethel Leatherlung's Merman. Call Me Madam was inspired by President Harry Truman's controversial appointment of the wealthy Washington DC hostess Pearl Mester as US ambassador to Luxembourg in 1949. Only here she was an oil heiress, Mrs. Sally Adams, and Luxembourg was the Grand Duchy of Lichtenberg. Of course, this being a musical, it's not long before Mrs. Adams has struck up more than diplomatic relations with the foreign minister. Before you know it, the US position on financial aid to Lichtenberg has shifted from not a dime to how much. And if that's not a cue for a song, I don't know what is.
It's a lovely day today, so whatever you've got to do, you got a lovely day to do it in, that's true. And I hope whatever you've got to do is something that can be done by two, for I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today, but there'll sure as hell be trouble tomorrow. Needless to say, Madam Ambassador way oversteps the mark in her job. Why else would you hire Merman? And she's recalled to Washington. But you know she'll return to the Grand Duchy, partly because, as she remarks, one of her ancestors was Dutch. Yes, Call Me Madam is that kind of show, and topping a handful of vintage Berlin songs is this corking 11 o'clock number, a double or nothing counter melody special with Showstopper written all over it.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night, and what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older, a rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I hear singing and there's no one there.
It is not so surprising that you feel very strange
and the trees are bare.
The heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder.
Sleep.
Someone who's older,
a
rub down with a velvet
glove.
There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
Dick Haymes getting the diagnosis he can't refuse from Ethel Merman in You're Just in Love from Call Me Madam. Irving Berlin's last show for Broadway came as a total surprise to everyone, not least his adoring public. In 1962, 11 years after Call Me Madam, he came out of retirement to join forces once again with book writers Howard Lindsay and Russell Krauss on a political satire, Mr. President. The newspaper headlines made capital of the connection. Berlin resigns from retirement. Indeed he had, and he could still turn them out.
Don't be afraid of romance. Don't be so frightened. Come on, take a chance. Don't stop to question, is this the real thing? Don't be afraid to let go. Don't run away. Romance is best while you're young. That's when the sweetest of love songs are sung. That's when your daydreams are filled with moonlight. Don't be afraid when you start.
Don't Be Afraid of Romance from Irving Berlin's last Broadway show, Mr. President. Berlin lived a very long and fruitful life. He died on the 22nd of September 1989, aged 101. For the last 30 years of his life, he lived in semi-seclusion, ignoring most media attempts to celebrate his extraordinary achievements. He didn't even make an exception for his 100th birthday. His contribution to the Great American Songbook was, in a word, bountiful. He didn't like being called a composer, he preferred songwriter, and that he was. This song, like so many he wrote, has transcended time and place for dreamers everywhere. It's probably the most famous song he ever wrote. It's certainly the most nostalgic. But maybe the chap who sang it had something to do with that.
You know, I've written special music for each holiday. This sort of gives me a chance to keep a little promise I made to myself. I said I was going to sing this song at the inn tonight.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
just like the ones I used to know,
where the treetops glisten.
Where the treetops glisten.
And children listen.
And children listen.
To hear
sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
mm-hmm.
with every Christmas card.